Hey, Vance, you still on? Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, someone said my name, and I wanted to push some buttons there.
That's all right. This is Chris again. The other day while I was on hold at Macon, I heard something that I hadn't seen on one of the newsletters or anything, that auto ships that are set up the last couple of days of the month of the 31st get thrown into the next month's volume. And, you know, when you have somebody who's signing up, I thought that was an odd fact. Because if you have somebody who's signing up at the end of the month and they're doing that as part of their going senior or whatever, it won't count if they set up an auto ship.
That's a new one on me. I would think the reason they would do that because if you've got somebody that signs up, well, this year would have been February 29th, but if they sign up the end of February, or no, let me rephrase that. Let's say they sign up the end of January.
Hello.
And it's and it's the 31st month, but I, you know, the way it used to work, because our auto ship was always on the 3rd, but if the 3rd fell on a Saturday or Sunday, we would see it cycle through and that volume showed up on the 1st, but maybe with the computer upgrade system, maybe they're trying to get away from that or whatever.
The problem that it presents that I see is if you have somebody who signs up on the 30th or 31st, and they're ordering the $1,000 pack, and they're doing this and that, and they want, you know, they're pushing themselves over the 1,500 point limit. They're ordering an auto ship. The auto ship won't get counted on, let's say, March 30th. It's going to get counted. In fact, that's the example they do on the call on the recording. If they place an order for an auto ship on the 30th, it's going to be shipped and counted in the April 2nd volume. So
right.
The new person who's you know putting that volume together for their initial order, it won't count if they whatever auto ship they do on the 30th or 31st won't count for their initial order.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about because the last auto ship that I put in a couple weeks ago for a new wellness consultant, it took 3 or 4 days for it to cycle through for some goofy reason. And I remember calling Pat Elkins and inquiring, and there wasn't an adequate response back. So I would encourage you, Chris, and I know you've done this before, use that feedback button, send an email, and if anybody else has experienced the same thing, and I need to do the same thing as well, send the feedback in because this is something that needs to be changed back the way that it used to be, that's not a workable solution.
And it's announced as a policy change. It's not a sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. It's you know they announced it on that recording as a policy change.
Did it say when? You know, was it the 27th, the 28th, the 29th of the month?
For instance, if it's the 30th or 31st, is the example they gave. Now, if it was February, I guess it'd be, you know, 29th, 30th, or 31st. But anything that's done on the 30th or 31st will count it as the next month.
So that they have to go in.
Okay. Okay.
Like I said, it, for most people, it's not going to make any difference most of the time. But if it's somebody who's trying to get in, well, let's say you set up somebody who was running short, you know, hadn't had their $100 volume put in, and they did it as a $100 auto ship, you know, that wouldn't count. It'd go to the next month. If they set it up as a new auto ship, it'd go to the next month.
Being, and you know me well enough, I'm always quick to come up with a solution or way to fix it if there is a policy, because rules and regulations are merely suggestions or guidelines. Mm-hmm. They're never absolute black and white. I've always felt that way. Freedom is greatest when the boundaries are clearly defined. So if the lane of the road is this big, well, I know that I need to stay in those parameters. But every once in a while, I could kind of cheat around a corner. If I know there's nobody coming the other direction, I can,
sure.
You know, a little easier wear and tear on my vehicle and kind of cut the corner a little bit.
Hmm.
What I mean by that is rather than get wrapped up in this thing and maybe making a big deal of it, if the policy has been changed, there's obviously a reason for it. So that being said, on those exceptions or on those cases that we're dealing with somebody who wants to throw in an auto ship, At the end of the month, maybe they're a brand new wellness consultant or whatever the case may be, we need to be proactive and simply say, you know, we have an incredible thing called AutoShip, and unfortunately, because of a computer glitch, whatever, today's the 30th and we can't do it. But in the future, we can. So what I'd like to do with you is let's go ahead and place a regular order now. And you're going to pay the regular consultant price.
Right.
But in the future, let's set this up at the beginning of the next month in a few days, or let's let it, you know, 34 days from now or whatever, you know, you do the math. Let's set up an auto ship so it cycles through on the first of the month. And here's the reason why I would go that direction, Chris, is because it's so much nicer, and I think Ruth Lowe pointed this out a few months ago, and if you missed that time that she shared on the call, she said she's got a silver who's not actively building, but she says she's got so many people on AutoShip that she set up the beginning of the month. She said by the third or fourth day, I can't remember what it was, but she said this gal is qualified. She has over $2,000 in volume just because of AutoShip right at the beginning of the month. And I think that's a great example of what we should be doing with our AutoShip people, is try and get them cycled through at the beginning of the month, if we can, so that we're all good to go. And even if somebody has to run out of their nutritionals for a few days, I mean, Lord forbid that would happen, it would just be so much nicer to go into every month going, boom, as a silver or above. Hey, I'm already qualified. Now that pressure's off of me, so I can really go out there and have some fun. So,
Well, I guess part of the reason I thought about it was I'm still not gotten my email straightened out from Meekin, because I know I'm not seeing some of the emails that are referenced. And I just, when I heard that policy change the other day, I said, well, I know I didn't see that anywhere either.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't see that one either. And I'll, Chris, make the same offer to you that I've made to several other people. If those of you listening to the line right now, if you're not receiving regular emails from me,
lost you.
I don't know if that's a blender, somebody's making the smoothies for the morning or what, but it's okay. I want to keep the line open because it's just easier. But if you're not receiving those emails from Neekin, I do not have any problem whatsoever to forward them on to you.
Okay.
I've been doing it for a couple months now for people that they have tried, and for some reason there's a glitch, and they cannot get the emails directly from Neekin, whether it's the sporadic reminders for an upcoming, you know, WebEx, or whatever it is, but I'm just going to create a database. So if you're not receiving those, send me an email and say, Vance, just put in the subject line, not receiving Neekin emails. And I'll just put you into that group, and then when I get them, I'll forward them on. It may not be within the few minutes after Neekin sends them, it may be the next day, but at least you'll get them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Just if nothing else, I can compare what I get from you to from what I get from them. Maybe I am getting something. I don't know. It's just every now and then something like this pops up that I said, well, I never saw that, and I read everything you've done to me.
Yeah. No, and I didn't see that either. So I know, did you get the, Chris, let me ask you this. Did you get the two emails from Neekin? One talked about the new Kinko Air Traveler, and then about 24 hours later, I think it was, we got an addendum to that that talked about the Kinko air unit as well, but it specifically mentioned that the environmental packs that are being shipped out now, that are being ordered now before April 1st, will have the new air unit in it.
No, I didn't see either of those. I heard someone reference it, that they had gotten an email, I think, from Jack and Sherry Clark.
Okay.
But I never did see the original email.
Okay.
I know I'm missing some things.
I deleted the second one because I thought it was a duplicate, and then somebody made a mention in an email or a phone call to me and said, Vance, what is this all about? And I went back and looked at it and thought, oh my goodness, it is a different email. The way it looked exactly like the same, as the other one. But reading between the lines, Chris, I know you're good at doing this as well. What that spoke to me was that the nice thing is that they're already putting the new Kinko Air units in the environmental pack. So what that means is that we don't have any more of the Air Wellness Power 5 Pros. They're gone.
So, well, I understood, and I didn't get to read the email. I heard had somebody else that was reading it out on a call, and I understood that they were saying that they would simply not ship the new Air device until after April. If you ordered the environment pack and you had to request it, you had to speak to a supervisor, which they said on this email. Speak to a supervisor, tell them you want the new one, and that they would hold that part of the pack, is what I understood. I did not read the email myself, so I was going strictly from listening to somebody else reading it out.
Right. Okay. So that was the thing. And again, this is one of those transitions that they put a procedure in place to accommodate this transition, and that we know once it's fully transitioned, then this policy will go away, or you know that
a temporary fix for a transition period. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's nice that they're letting us know that they're making that product change ahead of time, rather than have 3 times where somebody had just ordered a product and then they make the change and it creates some tension, to say the least.
No, I understand.
So,
going back to your original, the scenario of the auto ship thing, I would encourage you.
That's a workaround. Just, on the other hand, you always hear the upline saying, don't sandbag, don't hold somebody off until the first of the month. And, and this almost seems counterproductive to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they would be saying, let's go ahead and get this in. And I can see where it can be abused, that somebody put their auto ship in the last of the month and then canceled it the next month. They did it just for 1 month just to get the volume done.
Right.
But, again, no matter what your rule, you're going to have some exceptions and some abuses that are going to occur. I can't imagine it was that a big of a problem.
Here's another thought, too, Chris, is as Paul Briggs was encouraging us that we can grow Nikken to the level where it's just, the last couple of days of the month for everybody that's actively working it are just craziness, where we're up until midnight or, 2 a.m. for you, midnight out here on the West Coast, trying to get orders in because, we're breaking out silvers, we're breaking out golds, and people are moving new ranks. And that being said, it would make sense to me not to have a bunch of auto ships going out and going into the system on those last 2 days a month. Not that the system would crash, but it would just make more sense to accommodate those last-minute orders that are going in, so you're not putting an extra strain on your warehouse employees. I mean, I know this may be a silly way of looking at it. But,
well, they can still ship it on the second, but as long as the volume goes in at the time that you're placing it, that's the part that's concerning, is that the volume gets delayed and rolled over into the next month.
Right. No, and I understand. No, I placed an auto ship order on a Friday morning, and I did not see the volume go through until late Sunday night, and it didn't ship out until Monday, and it was not a holiday. There was no reason for it, and this happened 2 weeks ago. And I inquired, and I never got a response back. So I'm not sure what the lag time is on these auto ships, because it used to be it was an immediate thing. But maybe it's one of those things that they're working through, or maybe the new upgrade system doesn't allow it to. I don't know. I'm going, okay, I accept that. Now, how do I work with it? You want to ditch Doug, and you're giving me a pointed shovel, versus giving me a backhoe, by golly, I'm just going to get in there and roll up my sleeves and get her done. It's going to be harder. It might take me longer, but I don't have time to go get a tractor and go get a, trailer.
Yep.
And So,
well, you got to work within the rules of what you got.
Right.
And I don't get to make the rules. So.
Yeah.
But I just thought that there was a curious change, and it's something that, if people don't know that it's there, and you know they're going to have some folks get caught with $100 short senior, or worse yet, somebody making that push for silver who is depending on some of those auto ships that they put in at the last minute, in the last day or two, because that's a full 2 days worth that they'll miss. You know, if somebody's making a big push for silver and they sign up a half dozen people for auto ship on the 30th and 31st, that shoots a hole in their silver run.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to create some screaming and hollering, wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah, and theologically, I'm not sure it would get that loud, but it could, you know.
I don't know. I've heard some pretty whiny. Sometimes I'm one of them, I guess.
I heard some rather whiny
complaining from consultants on things.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think at this day and age, and not to be proactive and not to be a Pollyanna, simply that if we can, and I just wrote this in my journal this morning before I got on the first call, and that if we know what the, it goes back to the freedom is greatest when the boundaries are clearly defined. You know, I find myself saying that quote more often than not. But if we know what the boundaries are, stay in our lane and just drive to the accelerated rate that we want to be. You know, maybe driving isn't the best example to use because, you know, there are certain parameters that you have to abide by. But if I got to drive 500 miles and I'm limited to driving 50 miles an hour, well, it's going to take me, you know, 10 hours to get there. But if I can up it to 65, or maybe if the speed limit says 65, I could probably do 70 and I can trim some time off. Well, that being the case, so it's going to take me 8.5, 9 hours. Well, I got to make the best of it. And what do I have in front of me to make that journey the most pleasurable experience, you know, 8.5, 9 hours possible? Well, that's my choice. So something like this, I agree with you 100% that, you know, you're right. Your analogy is true that it would really muck up a lot of people if they're thinking and they don't know. So I'm going to make myself a note to inquire and say why. What's up with the system? And I will send Daryl Merritt an email, and he's always very good about getting back to me, and ask me about it again, either next Saturday or sometime during the week, and I should have an answer for you, because I'm curious to myself why the lag time in putting in an auto ship order, you know, 10 a.m. on a Friday, and it doesn't get shipped until Monday, does not get entered into the system until Sunday night. I kept checking it. I was all over it. And again, this was 2 weeks ago. This is not, you know, the beginning of January when we were still having computer glitches. So that's question number one. And then question number two is, what's up with no auto ships going in on the 30th or the 31st? I mean, they'll go in, but what's up with the delay?
The volume being rolled over. Well, and I don't remember that they even addressed it, but I'm not sure, you know, at what time on the 29th is the cutoff time. Is it a midnight like everything else, or is it the end of the business day, which means you could actually have almost a 2.5 day blackout window if you lose volume for that month?
Yeah.
You know,
it's a computer program thing, because an auto ship order, by its truest definition, is, you know, employee free. There's nobody, you know, as with when we put an order in on the web, it doesn't go, no employee has to reprocess that order, unless there's a credit card, you know.
Right. Well, I've seen similar situations like you described, where you put the order in and the auto ship doesn't show up in the volume for a day or two.
Right.
Which was really concerning, because it was one of those times where I had somebody who was going, making a rank advancement.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, we got it in there. I know it's there, but it's not showing up in the volume. You're still at 1,300 points or whatever it was, you know. You're still 200 points short of your goal, but I know it's in there and I know it's going to go, but it was an end of the month thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it sure was a nerve-wracking couple of days there, knowing that I was right, but that nagging question that, well, maybe there was something that went wrong in that.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I made a point of calling in on Monday morning and say, okay, you know, did this go through, or did they make their rank? So,
yeah.
And they did.
Well, I know that... that when you click submit and then you click the next one, process order, or maybe those are vice versa, I know that when it says order complete and click here to view the order, but when it gives us that order number, I used to write those down for every order, and so I had a reference point, but the last couple of years I quit writing them down because I knew that they were always there and I knew it would come through. But in a case like this, until or unless, if that policy is not getting changed, we just need to kind of, in the back of our mind, when it comes to auto ship orders, scribble down that order number just as a backup. So if it, for some reason, it doesn't cycle through for a day or two or whatever the case may be, that we can go back and say, hey, here's the order number I was given. Because what I'm seeing, the emails I've received from Gerald Merritt and those that are in the customer service department, is that the program that they use, that, again, Gerald has sent me copies of an order correspondence and how it looks in their system, it's really quite phenomenal to see the way they track things, to see how the program does everything and the reference points of when the order was placed, when it was transferred to the shipping warehouse, when it, I mean, and it's not, you have to actually understand how to read the program, because at first glance it looked like a foreign language to me, but then when I went back and followed the little trail, I thought, oh, okay. And they have the same thing as set up for any time somebody calls customer service with an issue or a complaint or a praise, whatever the case may be. They know when they called, and they type up the notes of the conversation. It's just like a 911 dispatcher. It's all typed up. All that information is in the system. Mm-hmm. Well, Nikan, if you give them a phone number of somebody who called in with a concern or an issue, if you give them the phone number, they can use that as the reverse directory or the cross-reference, and they can pull up. You don't even have to give them the date. They just need to know the phone number they called from, and they can pull up that conversation. So if you've got a wellness consultant that calls in and says, you know, I talked to Ralph in customer service, and he told me that they were discontinuing the MagSep. Well, the team leader or Gerald Merritt or anybody else, they can say, okay, what was Ralph's, your person, Betty, when they called and talked to Ralph, what was the phone number that they called from? Well, they can pull up that conversation and they can say, well, actually, no, Ralph said there was a transition taking place in the mag step and that in a few months' time we were going to see a new pair of mag steps unveiled. He did not say mag steps were going away and that you could not order them anymore. You know, and they'll pull up exactly what he said because it's all recorded. Cool. And they've, you know, backed up everything. Yeah, so it's, and on that note, people who are still on the line, if you did not know, Dave Balzer made it very clear at the convention, and Chris, you heard this with your two ears as I heard it with mine, we will see new MagStep with the Dynaflux technology, with the technology that's built into the power chip. So embrace change, because it's happening. And you know, and the EQL designed MagStep, although they're fantastic and they work wonders for everybody who puts them in their shoes or everybody who stands on them, the Dynaflux technology is so much better. And it'll work even greater wonders. And we will see that. I don't know when, but we will see it soon. Yeah. So. Anyhow, thank you for bringing this up, Chris. I know you probably didn't intend on it being a 20-minute discussion or whatever. But
it's always good to get with you and find some of this stuff out and compare notes, so to speak, because, like I said, that one, I didn't know when they announced it, but I heard it on the call, on the recording, and I saw a glitch there that if people don't know about it, it's going to create some havoc for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to head off problems for somebody, hopefully. So.
Okay, I'm writing myself a note right now. Auto ship end of month policy. The big question mark. Why? Or in Spanish, por qué? Or as we say in our
family. I suspect it's not a computer side as much as it is a procedural. They're trying to control something on the business end. They've run into a problem of some kind.
Yeah.
I
want to know why. I'm just curious because I'm sure there's a logical reason for it, and if it is, then okay, we can live with that.
We'll work
around it. We'll just, again, notice.
But if it's an arbitrary decision, and sometimes, I question some things that they do that, it may make their administrative side easier, but it sure wrecks havoc with the guy out here in the field that's working with people directly.
Right.
Sometimes I wonder if they ever ask the people that are out in the field some of the things, okay, we want to do this, how is that going to affect you? They just say, oh, this sounds good, let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that therein lies the reason why. I think that was part of the reason why the Royal Alliance formed in the first place, is we need to come together as a united team. And I'll tell you, the last President's Club call that I was on, hearing people like Bo Tanis and Susan Carver and Dave Johnson give some suggestions on the new business kit, and so I'm really, really curious about what's going to be in the kit based on their suggestions. Now, they may have already formulated and decided what they're going to do, and, it fell on deaf ears. I don't know. But at the same time, I'm very optimistically hopeful that what they contributed will be. And that's exactly, Bo and I were talking about this after the call, and he said, Vance, this is the type of thing that a think tank, a field-supported think tank, where we can just get together on a monthly basis and, this was working really, really good. How come this went away? Or this is what I'd like to see. Could we tweak it to include this, and just different stuff. Not necessarily product ideas or, product suggestions, because we've always trusted them. This came up this week with somebody with a nutritional solution that Nikan has, and I said, it's kind of been a blind trust. It's the lactoferrin, the formulation change. Julie Clark up in Connecticut said, why was the formulation, what was the change? What was the ban? And the response she got back from Nikan was really quite impressive. Why they changed the formulation is because research had discovered a different, thing, and they wanted to tweak it. And so I always, say, well, they've got our best interests in mind. It's not because they can make it cheaper. That may be the case in some things, like a MagStep. They've spent $48 for 20 years now.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, if the price goes up to $70 or whatever, they're still going to be worth it. They're still going to be worth it for what they do. And if people don't understand that, then they don't understand, the benefit of it. So.
Well, and that goes back to Carl Eaton's call, which I agree is, I haven't succeeded in getting all my people to listen to that call, but it's one of the ones I tell them, go listen to that. If you've got a problem selling something at retail, go listen to that call.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked what Carl said. I actually got to do gold training with, gold training with Carl. His comment that, first of all, you cheapen the product. Second of all, you immediately introduce to that person that the idea that, oh, there's something about this that's a scam.
Uh-huh.
If this is the price, but here's a whisper deal I'll give to you. That's the facts of something not right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, well, look, I'll let you go. Didn't mean to keep you on the call so long. Just wanted to toss that out there to, as much as anything, just to let people know so they don't get blindsided by that. So, I'll talk with you later in the week.
Sounds like a plan, Chris. Thank you again, and everybody else who's still on the line, have a great weekend. We'll be in touch soon. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.